I'm Marco Werman, and you're with the world. The Vikings sure were busy 1,000 years ago. They raided their way across Europe. They went farther afield, too, into modern-day Turkey and Canada. And now there is preliminary evidence that they may have ventured farther south into North America than previously thought, all the way into southern Newfoundland. Sarah Parkak is a space archaeologist at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. She's found evidence of what may be a second Viking settlement in North America using satellite images. And we should note that her research is funded in part by our partners at the BBC and NOVA here at WGBH. Sarah, you do a very specialized kind of archaeology using WorldView 3, a commercial satellite that peers down at Earth with infrared technology. So what did you see in those pictures that made you think, huh? Vikings, probably.
Well, we definitely did not think it could be Norse initially, and we're still being really cautious and really careful because if this is a Norse site, the potential is tremendous and the work is still ongoing. We initially scanned the coastline of eastern Canada and into northern New England using open source Google Earth imagery. If we'd gotten high resolution satellite imagery for that entire area, it would have probably cost tens of millions of dollars. But once we saw what looked like anomalies or hotspots, then we ordered the high-resolution satellite imagery and did processing. And when we initially did the analyses, what we thought we were seeing could potentially be a historic site or an indigenous Native North American site rather than Norse. I thought, what are the chances that we could actually potentially find a new Norse site?
So you led this team that excavated the site in southern Newfoundland. What did you find?
So when we excavated last summer, we excavated a hearth with about 18 pounds of bog iron. We found what looks like turf structures, and we know that historic peoples and most indigenous Native North Americans did not build using turf.
So all of this, it suggests Vikings once you saw it?
So when we were excavating, you know, we had thought we would find evidence of settlers from England or from France or indigenous groups. And when we were excavating, you know, we found no ceramics. We also didn't find any flints. And typically when you're excavating an indigenous site in Newfoundland, you find flints. So all the data put together suggests that the site could potentially be Norse.
So I know some of your colleagues are skeptical. What do you need to find still that would make this possible Viking settlement a lock?
I very much welcome that skepticism. You know, I've been very skeptical from the word go. And you have to look at what archaeologists did working on the site of Lonsometo, which is the only known and accepted Norse site in North America and the northern tip of Newfoundland. They had to excavate there for over 3 years. So when we go back this summer, we need to collect a lot more evidence for dating. You know, it would be wonderful to get an object that shows that the site is definitely Norse. And also, we need a lot more evidence of ironworking. And if we find all those things, then I think people will be a lot less skeptical.
So this would be the second site if it is confirmed that this is a Viking site. Why is that important?
So I think when you look at Lonsometo, which was found over 50 years ago, you can explain away one site. You know, it's a one-off. It's one place they tried to stay for a short amount of time and then they would have left. But I think if there's two, there's definitely more.
Archaeologist Sarah Parkak, her and her team's discovery of a second possible North American Viking village is featured in a NOVA documentary airing on PBS next week. Sarah, great to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.